Steve Chalk, a lot of people in Waterloo will have walked along Royal Street to and from St Thomas's, seen the big fence and the overgrown area behind it. But over the last few months, there's been a big transformation of this plot of land. What's the idea behind it?
The idea of it was to transform a plot of land from being an eyesore where people dump needles and drugs and stuff that they'd stolen and was just a rubbish tip, into something of beauty, first of all, and this farm is becoming just that. But also to create a place of education and a place of teamwork, a place for the community to get together, young and old. What's happening here with the farm, both in terms of growing things and the animals, is that it's become part of the curriculum of the two Oasis schools, Oasis Johanna and Oasis Southbank. But all of the other schools in the area are welcome to join in, and in fact, many of them already are booking time and space to be here. But it's not just for young people. This is for, as you can see today, as you look around, people of all ages. We hope at weekends they're going to be mums and dads with their young children here, looking at the piglets and enjoying just the environment. There's going to be an opportunity for different community groups to do their own growing. So this is a great place for volunteering, rolling up your sleeves, getting your hands dirty. We've lots to develop here that's not yet here. For instance, at the far end, there's going to be a walled garden and a traditional walled garden. And that's going to take a lot of management through the year. We need lots of volunteers. And of course, that's good to get out. That's healthy living, isn't it? So we're working in partnership with lots of groups in the community to make this the best facility for everyone it can be.
And one of those partners is Jamie's Farm, and the animals are from Jamie's Farm in Wiltshire. Tell us about that partnership and how Jamie's Farm works and what they'll be doing here.
Some of our schools around the country work in partnership with Jamie's Farm. Jamie was left a farm by his dad. His dad died, and Jamie was a teacher. Trained as a teacher, and then was left this giant farm in Wiltshire, and he thought to himself, how do I use this farm as an educational resource? And for the last few years, Jamie's been running week-long retreats for children from London schools. It's a way of being together, of being team. A lot of children find life difficult in a group, and their behaviour can sometimes be aggressive. But if you put them on a farm and you put them with a lamb and you give them a bit of space and a bit of peace, the healing power of that, the therapeutic power of it, is enormous. And so we have started taking some of our schools down to Jamie's Farm. The kids always love it, and they always come back transformed. And so as we got the opportunity to develop the farm here, it was like the obvious thing to talk to Jamie about working with us. So we're going to be able to bring the same kind of therapeutic understanding of outdoor education to what we do here as Jamie does in Wiltshire.
And this farm stands on a plot of land owned by the Guys and St Thomas's charity. A few years ago, they had some quite big plans to redevelop this plot, but then that kind of went on the back burner. How long do you think this is going to be here for?
We have a lease from Guys and St Thomas's Trust for 5 years, and then if nothing has happened and the plans still haven't become a reality, then we've been told that can be renewed. So in the end, this whole area, we think, will be developed as a hospital. But we know that we have at least half a decade here and perhaps more. And in that time, we can think of how we keep an initiative going like this in the community, perhaps somewhere else.